it takes time for ourselves to get out of our way, destiny, to get out of this place of what we expect life to be for us, and let the divine guide us. Let yourself make room for what the divine wants instead of what everybody else wants or expects from you. And that is how you get to this other side of uprooting. You get to this other side of embodying unapologetically your feminine and your masculine. They work together to create your life. You manifest what you want through the intention of how you truly feel about it, and it will come your way. When it is a wishful thinking, when it is a wishful manifestation, you stagnate yourself, you limit yourself to this sort of contract way, this place of, yes, I can get that, but there's strings attached. And that's not ideally what we're going for. We're going for the liberation deal. We're going for the freedom deal, the deal that we get to surrender ourselves and truly get what we want in divine alignment with that is within our hearts. Thank you for tuning into Essence Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel. I am on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcast. And I hope you enjoy this episode. In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast. Hey, soul babes. Welcome to the Essence Podcast. I'm Riss, and in this podcast, I love to talk about creativity and healing and finding the silver linings and all that is, so that way you can thrive and be in flow with your life to create and manifest with your core essence of who you are. Basically, you could think of me as your woo-woo bestie. You know, that friend that you like to go to talk about the mysteries of life, the divine beauty that's all around us, and that is what I love to talk about. So let's get into this week's episode. This week's episode, I guess you can say, is more of this wrap-up series. I didn't really see it as a wrap-up series until here I am, like, now wanting to reflect on episode 10 and 11 and a few of the episodes before that. But 10 and 11 really talked about how we have a tower, which is our mental way of thinking, our structured way of living, begins to fall. And it all started with basically me sharing the story of how I live in LA and there's so many earthquakes that happen here. And that specific earthquake that happened during the time I had recorded episode 10, it symbolically started to look like my life. It started to look like how I felt inside. And I was beginning to see the tower crumbling that led into sharing how we hit this place where our life needs to change. This throws us off our tracks and we head into falling into this dark place. And episode 11 talks about accepting our shadows. And by accepting our shadows, that's by taking a look at all the things we swept under the rug. You know, the lower dense emotions, the resentment, the jealousy, the fear, the triggers, the traumas, like all this dense energy that we'd rather not see because we'd rather be looking at the sun all the time, feeling happy-go-lucky, but not taking a second to look at what is in our darker side of ourselves. So that was episode 11, but I also covered even in the duality of our shadow, there is this place of like, yes, we have our darker side there with the dense, heavy emotions, but in order to create something new, to create more of life, we have to be able to clear out our shadowy side of ourselves, accept those heavier emotions, accept those heavy memories in order to make space for new ones, in order to make space for new seeds to grow, new opportunities. And this leads me into talking about in this episode how we can uproot, how we can be able to finally feel the sun poking out through those cracks of ourselves, poking out through what we saw as darkness and really dusting off ourselves and seeing that there's gold, that there's light in them. It was just covered up by so much shadow. Heavier memories are like our treasures. They're like the keys to being able to proceed into a life of enlightenment, a life of wisdom. When I had filmed the first two episodes, that was like a heavy moment in the astrological world within our whole community, within our whole earth, because there was a eclipse portal and there was a super full moon in Pisces. So it was very watery and messy and heavy. And believe me, I did not think I was actually going to feel it all, but I guess that's what life is all about. You feel it all. And so coming back to this uprooting, it's this part of ourselves that in order to uproot, we have to continue to look at the things we saw as like awkward moments we would be like, nah, let's just like leave it alone. We don't really want to go back there anymore. It's like sitting in that and observing the tests that the universe has gifted us. We wouldn't really want to see a test as a gift, but it technically is. It's our gift to be able to see like, okay, if I can make it through this, I'm on to the next one. I'm up a level on this game called life. So I feel like for me, it's been this sense of like constantly healing and rewiring the masculine energy around me, because masculine and feminine play very important roles to all of humanity. And every single person, we have a piece of us that is masculine and a piece of us that is feminine. And this doesn't mean gender. This means energy. This means like our doing and our being. Our structure and our flow, our logic and our creativity. And in this place of understanding this duality between masculine and feminine, I so happen to be watching my mom's cat right now, which symbolically feels like it's happening for a reason, because this is a kitty that is very feminine. She is like, meow, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want. Meow, I am a confident kitty, which is something that I need. I need confidence medicine, and she so happens to be this confidence being in my life, this confident little soul in my life. And so I feel like ironically, it's playing its part. Like spirit is playing the cards right in everything that is going on in my life. And this kitty is very active. She likes to run around and she's jumping everywhere. And I have a Stanley mug and it's sitting on top of the armrest on the couch. Her name is Luna. And Luna is running around everywhere, every which way, going up and down all around us on the couch. And then she runs into the Stanley cup and it falls over. I hear a crack and I'm like, oh no, like I have my sound bowls on the ground. Please, God, don't let that be true, that my sound bowl's broke. And then I look on the side and what do you know it? Like, my sound bowl breaks. And I have two. So the little one survived, but the bigger one did not. It fell apart. And so in that moment, I was just like crying like someone had died. Like, basically, a part of me died. A part of me cracked open. I had made so many memories with this sound bowl. Like, I actually, you know, I started my journey of healing myself and getting through this journey of understanding the divine by sound. My boyfriend is the one that actually bought me my two sound bowls, and it has been something that I treasured for so long. It has been something that has brought so many great opportunities, so many events I held with these bowls. And so like the life flashed before my eyes of everything I had done with these bowls. There was a part of me that was like, what am I without these bowls? Like, these bowls are like my life, you know, like they actually open doors for me. My boyfriend is so sweet and so kind that he came up to me and he just knew how much I loved those bowls, that he let me fall into his arms and just cry. I was doing that like really heavy cry where I'm like, you know, like trying to catch my breath. And he let me just do that on his shoulder. Like he just held me there. And in that moment, nothing else mattered. Like the bowls didn't even matter anymore. I was lost in my boyfriend's arms, just feeling his hug. And when I felt his hug, the memory it took me all the way back to was my stepdad holding me so tightly. Every time I cried, every time something happened when I was a child, he would hold me in his arms and rub my back and just let me cry. Didn't say a word, just knew that I needed somebody to hold space for me to cry. And my stepdad isn't really my stepdad anymore. My mom and him got a divorce when I was in high school. But his love that he had for me when they were together, he saw me grow up from the time I was 3 to being 18. And he was that fatherly figure that had a sort of feminine side to him that understood what crying was and what it felt like. And it just shot me back there when my boyfriend was holding me and I was crying. And it felt very healing to me. And on top of my boyfriend's sweetness, he took the time to look up YouTube videos and look on Instagram for how to fix a broken sound bowl. He goes to Home Depot and buys the glues I need and sends me all these videos. And he's like, I hope this is healing for you. Other people have broken their sound bowls. And it was just a whole moment of like, oh my gosh, I truly love you for really trying to help me mend myself, like heal myself. And it became this whole moment of like seeing that my relationship with the masculine energy that's been around me is my journey of what I'm uprooting. I'm uprooting my father, my biological father's family. I'm uprooting the masculine energy that surrounds me, that I grew up around. My mom and my dad split when I was 3. So when I was going back and forth with my mom and my dad, I always seen a place of duality. I've always seen a loving side, a very feminine side, because on my mom's side, there's nothing but women. She has nothing but sisters. And my grandpa is almost like he has to surrender to the feminine because there's just so much of it around him. But on the other side of my dad's side, I noticed that I never really wanted to be there. I always felt disconnected, like an oddball being there, because it was very masculine. I'm very empathetic and I'm very emotional and I'm very in my feels and I love hugs. And every time I would go to my dad's side, nobody would really hug each other. Nobody would really talk about their emotions. And when I was around my father's side, there was a lack of emotion. It was about work and about money and not being lazy. Now that I'm older, I notice that a lot of what I'm healing is this part of my dad's side, that masculine energy that needs rewiring, that needs uprooting. The story that I had been playing for so long in my head and shared with everyone because it hurt. It was a very heavy moment for me that I was continuing to heal for about a year already. But in this moment, this heavy eclipse portal and this full moon allowed me to see that even though I was trying to heal from my relationship with my father, and I have done my best to accept it and to forgive it and to accept it and to forgive it and let it go and then accept it and forgive it. So it became like this whole like never-ending vortex of like, why is my father subconsciously blocking me? You know, like he's not there anymore. I don't need to please him or I don't need to do any of that. There was still a part of me that was stopping in my tracks because that energy of wanting my father around, being so attached and in a sense addicted to whatever energy, whatever role play that me and my father, you know, had together of like him being an authoritative figure, him being masculine, me being feminine, me being a little daddy's girl. Like it was this sense of like I had to continue to like unravel myself to let go of these subconscious ways that I was attached to my father being around. And I believe that everything has a reason and there's a silver lining in everything. So the more that I was healing through this, I consciously knew that this was happening, but subconsciously there was parts of me that took time to get the point. It took time to like come across me that, okay, like I know this hurts and it does hurt. And there's parts of me that are still stringed attached to him. And my energy is still intertwined with his because he's my father. And that takes years of having to unravel because he's known me since I was not even born. Like he helped plant the seed for me to be born. So how far do I have to go back in order to be able to uproot? And when you're uprooting, it's sort of like you're also going backwards as you're going forward. And a lot of the problems that happened with my dad, I let myself be the version he wanted me to be. Every time I saw him, I kept it very short with their speech of like, this is, you know, I'm doing good in school. Yeah, like I'm good, you know. I only wanted him to see this like structured, logical side of me that I never really expressed my emotions. I never really like shared anything other than what I was doing to succeed. And my dad knows how to have fun. My dad has also been a goofball that showed me how to have fun, how to travel. But being who I am, this person of empathy and this person of healing, this person of spirit, it left our relationship dry. And coming back to the scenario of where I'm at now, I feel like the sound bowl symbolically broke, ironically, by Luna, this feminine, confident kitty. And it opened up this place that has felt very heavy, this place that needed to feel this full circle moment of knowing that I am, number one, more than my sound bowls. Like I have endless amounts of creativity and endless amounts of things I can tap into. And it let open a door for that in part of my psyche. But it also led to me being held by my boyfriend to be able to feel that moment of connection back to knowing that I did have masculine men that were feminine. I did have that part in me as a child, that role model of a masculine person being able to hold space for the feminine. And on the other side, I know that my relationship with my father, the crumbling of the tower and the constant healing and the constant work that has to be done isn't for nothing. It is for a bigger plan, being able to uproot the ways in which my ancestors and my grandma and my grandpa and my aunts and my uncles, how there's a lack of emotions. There's a lack of emotions being expressed. And I feel like I am that person, that vessel that who gets to break the rules and I guess be the black sheep, but I see myself as more of this rainbow sheep. And I get to be that example that has not yet been seen by my dad's side of the family. Whatever we're going through is bringing us into this full circle moment. Your story is like constantly being mirrored to you, even throughout your stages of life. So anything you went through as a child is still popping up as an adult. And it's going to continue to repeat itself through life lessons that you'll go through and become what you manifest. This becomes a domino effect of everyone radiating that energy that is limited to a certain degree of being able to move forward. There is a lot of limited beliefs within us that keep us in this stagnant place, but we know we are capable of more. We know we are capable of being everything we've set out to be. And it all comes down to accepting what is, forgiveness of everyone who has done you wrong is what needs the proper I forgive you. I love you and I accept you and I am sorry. I am sorry that no one held space for you. But I pray that one day you will be able to express yourself and share all that you're hiding within. Share all that hurts within. Letting it out, letting that crack fully get you open and letting the light shine through. Once you're able to get to this level of forgiveness, you are able to now see that your roots are going to be able to grow further. You're a vessel of light, a conduit of the divine, to be able to help others see what they cannot. And it takes time for ourselves to get out of our way, to get out of this self-fulfilling destiny, to get out of this place of what we expect life to be for us, and let the divine guide us. Let yourself make room for what the divine wants instead of what everybody else wants or expects from you. And that is how you get to this other side of uprooting. You get to this other side of embodying unapologetically your feminine and your masculine. They work together to create your life. You manifest what you want through the intention of how you truly feel about it. And it will come your way. When it is a wishful thinking, when it is a wishful manifestation, you stagnate yourself, you limit yourself to this sort of contract way. This place of, yes, I can get that, but there's strings attached. And that's not ideally what we're going for. We're going for the real deal. We're going for the liberation deal. We're going for the freedom deal. The deal that we get to surrender ourselves and truly get what we want in divine alignment with that is within our hearts. So there's a fine balance between getting what you want and making your way, but the sole quest that you're on here is to be able to actually be of service to others, to be of service from your heart space of acceptance, of love, of awareness. So if you're at this place where your tower has crumpled and you're witnessing yourself, seeing more of your shadow, seeing more of these energies of your past pop up and having a hard time moving through them, or maybe you know that you have a shadowy side that is yet to be seen, but you have just been hesitating to see it because of how heavy and dense these emotions could be, I hold a restorative energy session service, and it involves me being able to channel Reiki, to be able to share that with you, and to be able to move the energy through your chakra centers, because this is ideally where all your emotions lie. They lie in your emotional body that surrounds your auric field. And as being this conduit of light, I am able to help you transmute any fears, anything that's blocking your way, and to be able to move this energy up and out. And it is through your intention of being able to see more and to understand more and to heal more. It is through integrating acceptance and awareness of what is. So sometimes we can't do this alone. We need help and we need a support team. And if you feel called to work with me or add me to your support team list, feel free to reach out to me on any of my social media platforms. You can DM me or you could book a session on my Instagram in my link tree and we can work together. I do want to close off with some breath work and an affirmation. So if you can, close your eyes, placing your hands on your heart and on your stomach, breathing in through your nose, taking a deep, deep breath in. Exhaling out of your mouth, sighing it out. Breathing in through the nose again, all the way up into the nostrils. Exhaling out. Last time, breathing in all the love you can breathe in, all the enlightenment, the particles of light, breathe it in. And exhale, letting go of whatever feels dense and heavy. Beautiful. Now you can repeat after me. I am uprooting, forgiving my past, letting go of my control, and surrendering to the divine. I know that Spirit will guide me. There is light at the end of the tunnel. All I have to do is trust. So be it. Yes. Well, thank you, Soul Babes, for being here and listening to this episode. I hope that it found you in a place where you are ready to now face some of this shadowy energy that lies beneath your surface and let yourself uproot by knowing that everything symbolically is connected to each other, knowing that everything is energetically connected to each other. So if you are having problems in any of your relationships, if you have anything that's still in the way where you're still connected to that cord, that habit, that way of thinking, that limited belief, that people pleasing, whatever it may be, you have the ability to live through the answers, to breathe through what is and come out the other side with forgiveness, with freedom, with liberation, that you are now turning into a conduit of light, a conduit of Spirit moving through you. And in reward, you get to have everything that makes your heart sing. So continue to stay open, continue to flow, continue to be of service to yourself and to humanity. And if you would like to hear more about healing and thriving in your creativity and listening to this woo-woo talk with me, then be sure to subscribe to my channel. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely give it a thumbs up and comment anything below of what resonated with you, how you're feeling, what are the shadowy aspects of yourself that you're working through, and the relationships that seem to be a bit hard. And yeah, again, if you want to reach out to book a session with me, you can reach out to me on social media. I'm at Essence of Riss on TikTok and Instagram. And if you're looking for another streaming service to listen to this podcast, I am also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm beaming you so much love, Soul Babe, and I'll see you in the next one.